Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. So tonight on the show, we got a lot going on. First of all, we're going to take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I also want to get into the Free Your Mind Conference in the beginning segment here, because I think that out of all the things I've done, perhaps, the Free Your Mind Conference is one of the most important things and the most eclectic slash solution-oriented concepts that I've really gotten behind in a long time. As many of my regular listeners know, I've confronted politicians, I've spoken at my city commission, I got behind a constitutional sheriff locally, I've exposed people to information, otherwise known as waking people up. And I've done a number of different things. I've grown a garden in my personal life. I got off the grid. The list of solutions goes on and on and on. But the Freer Mind Conference is a collective effort of not just activists, but also researchers, whistleblowers, and so many more backgrounds that you just have to listen to. And each speaker, we have hand-selected to give a different perspective. And all of these speakers complement one another. So they might be slightly different, but there's overlapping information between speaker, from speaker to speaker, from Clint Richardson to myself, to Mark Passio, to Freeman, to Jay Parker, to Freighter X. There's just a nonstop crossover of information, and more importantly, a consensus of solutions. Let me give you a little bit of background on my experience at the first two Free Your Mind conferences. This will be our third conference. And again, if you're not familiar with the conference, you can check out all the details at freeyourmindconference.com. But the first two conferences, the first of which I spoke at and the second of which I also spoke at, were building on each other and were taking the consensus at the time, which was awareness back at the first one and more solution-oriented at the second one, and building upon those things in a way that hopefully has empowered people to do work on their own. And I know it has, not hopefully. I know that, and this is a convoluted way of me getting at kind of a bottom line here thing, and forgive me if this is a long-winded, you know, look at the Free Your Mind Conference. At the end of the day, we kicked ass with these conferences. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people have watched this material. My talk, for instance, The Birth of a Free Mind. I was able to present information on circumcision, AIDS, on vaccines, on alternative cures, whether it be cannabis oil or anything else that might actually be a way to combat illnesses and ailments. And these teachings that I shared in this conference have been presented to people that may have never seen this information before. Now, oftentimes I question the validity of what I'm doing. I say, am I preaching to the choir? At which point does preaching to the choir get old? It's a valid question, especially for anybody doing what I'm doing. Am I just coming on here to inflate my ego? The list goes on and on and on. But at the end of the day, I know in my heart that the real reason why I'm doing so many of these things is because we still need this information disseminated now more than ever before. And we not only need to disseminate the information, but we also need to utilize this. So the Trivium, for instance, the classic liberal arts education. You start with the grammar, identifying the terms. That's what we did perhaps at the first conference. Then you take those terms and you put them through the rigmarole of logic. Finding contradictions. Finding things that don't make sense. Logic. And once it goes through that process of logic, you then take a closer look at what it is you should do with that information you just processed. In other words, wisdom. Taking what you've learned and now articulating it and using it and leveraging it in a proper manner. And that's kind of what we did. We took this information, we put it through the rigmarole. Some of it was thrown by the curbside. You know, people thought, hey, this bit of information is BS. This bit of information makes sense. Took everything with the greatest pinch of salt. and the rest is history. And now, for the third Free Your Mind Conference, I'm glad to say that I think we're going to come together in this culmination of truth and put forth solutions in front of our peers. And it's not just the speakers that are going to do this. It's not just the great minds like Mark Passio, Dennis McKenna, Lennon Honor, full list, of course, at freeyourmindconference.com. It's not just these people. Here's something that I want to tell you about that I think is so freaking exciting that I can hardly contain myself. We're going to, for the first time that I know of, at an event of this nature, we are going to open the microphone to anyone attending the conference. I know, it's absolutely insane. It's revolutionary, perhaps. But what we're going to do is we're going to allow people to come up to the microphone for about 10 minutes. And we're going to let them speak in front of their peers and present their information. See what puzzle pieces they've collected. Which I think is going to open things up to an even vaster base of knowledge and an even vaster way of combating the problems that we faced and currently face. So the open mic section will commence at the end of each night. And we hope that as many people as possible come together and talk to their peers. All of it will be recorded and shared over our massive platform. And I hope we can come out of this with even more information, A, and with even more action and solutions, B. You can't have one without the other, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm preaching in the choir on this. I know many of you get that. But you can't just sit back and bitch and not offer a solution. So every time you complain about something, try this as an exercise in your own personal life. Try this for a little bit. See if you can do it. Every time you complain about something, follow it with some sort of conclusion or some sort of solution, rather. Example. Right now I'm on my stinking phone on the radio because my Skype crashed and my platform crashed right before I came on the air. But you know what? I'm on the air and I'm able to still communicate information fairly well to you guys. I'm able to share this important conference with you right now. And at the end of this call, during our commercial break, my system will be relaunched and I'll be able to continue to broadcast from my home studio. There you go. There you go, folks. It's not that difficult. But see if you can do that. See if you can catch yourself complaining about something or whatever it may be. And see if you can catch yourself and say, okay, you know what? I really hate that sandwich. I really hate it. Oh, wait a second. I just complained about that sandwich. You know what? I got an idea. I'm going to go make my own. And I'm going to make it with organic ingredients. And I'm going to make it with perhaps gluten-free bread. So rather than say, hey, that sandwich makes me feel, you know, tired. Well, maybe the solution is I'm going to read a book about the effect of wheat on my health and see what I can come up with. I have a coworker that told me today, they said, hey, Bob, when's that conference, that motivational conference? I know you do motivational speaking. When are you going to do that? I had to laugh my ass off. My coworkers think that Bob Tuscan does motivational speaking. And don't get me wrong, folks, I am brutally honest with my coworkers about the work I do on this radio show and elsewhere. I am brutally honest that I could care less about centering myself in the workplace. I really could. In fact, when I got this job, I put on my resume, my radio show, and my activism. Because I'm proud of it. And I don't care to sell out to the corporate world if they won't accept what I have to do. And this is what I have to do. The job, that's the Federal Reserve notes. I wish I could stop collecting it from my SEO marketing, computer marketing gig that I'm doing currently, which I'm probably on my way out the door with. I wish I could focus more on this conference and focus more on this show, but as you know, 2.5 years ago, my son was born, and I had to get some Federal Reserve notes in order so that I can get prepared. Hey, I'm complaining about that. Well, guess what? I'm going to continue to collect those Federal Reserve notes. Not that there's so many of them coming in. There's hardly any. Biting my tongue. Tuscan Show.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
From tastypc.tv.
I don't know what the heck that was. Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. All right, so last night I teased that we would be calling a police station of an officer that was accused of making some crazy rants on, I guess, an Xbox Live game. It's Xbox. I don't know about this. Mr. Producer, is there such thing as Xbox Live, a game or something like that? Yeah? Like the service? Okay. Alright. So he was on this service or whatever this thing is, and he was going off. Let's see if I can play a quick clip to let you hear what he was saying.
Hey. Nigga, I got the shit written down, nigga.
Oh, yikes. I guess I would have to edit it first. All right, so anyways, he was using crude language, and he supposedly, one of the things that really got people pissed off was that he said, quote, I get paid to beat up niggas like you. That's what he said. And you know, we're all about police being held accountable. Okay? Here's the full description. The person who posted the video said, me and a friend was doing random trolls on Xbox Live for a YouTube video. Great grammar, was doing. In one of the lobbies, we came across a cop we did not know at that point. I asked him if he wanted to buy a food stamp as a random troll. He then blurted some racial words, and I told him he sucked at the game. He then muted me, then we went on to play the game. After the game, me and a couple of friends partied up to discuss the future YouTube video. While discussing the video, the cop sent me a message, which I have in the YouTube link. We then invited him to the party so he would come and talk with us. Then, that's when he started to expose what cops really do in the streets of America. This is their words, not mine. He says, I'm paid to kill niggas like you. He gave me his address, his badge number, first and last name, his city and state, and what precinct he worked at, along with his phone number, so he could prove to me he was a cop and beat my ass if I meet up with him. He muted all of this info in the video so I wouldn't be harassed or visited by the FBI or CIA. The conversation with the cop originally lasted 40 minutes. All right, so according to the sources, and this is, you know, something we're trying to vet here, but according to our sources at the Free Thought Project, the gentleman's name, or the not-so-gentlemanly dude's name, is Michael Smith, and his badge number is 106. He works at the Jackson County Sheriff's Department in Mississippi. And we're going to call him now live on the air. All right, let's see if we can load that number up, Mr. Producer, please. There you go. And go ahead and call him and see if we can get some answers about this officer and his behavior on this video game deal, and see if, you know, there's any disciplinary actions that need to be taken here. All right, let's see here.
Jackson County Sheriff's Department, how may we help you?
Hi, good evening. My name is Bob Tuscan. I'm with the media. I'm actually live on the radio right now. We're following up on a story that we've been researching about Michael Smith, and just want to confirm with you guys that Michael Smith, badge number 106, does work at the Jackson County Sheriff's Department?
I'm not able to verify or not, and the department that can do that is not on right now.
So who is that? Who is that individual who can verify that, ma'am?
It is our secretary over human resources.
Secretary? Is that a police officer?
No, it's not a police officer. It's our human resources department, and they will be able to tell you who works here and what their title is.
Okay. Is there a detective or somebody on duty right now that can look into an internal complaint?
No. The detectives will be back in tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay. What is the ranking officer on duty right now, ma'am?
Our shift captain is Nevels, and he's out on patrol right now.
Okay. Is this a small county?
Well, it's not huge. It's not like the big cities. But,
yeah.
It's not real small either, but it's not huge.
I got you. I don't know very much about Mississippi. This is the Jackson County Sheriff's Department, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for your help tonight. We were calling about this cop who supposedly on a video game, there's YouTube evidence, and we're, like I said, we're doing a story. He supposedly went on saying, "I get paid to, quote, kill niggas like you." Don't you think that's a little outrageous?
Wow. Well, never heard of it, but yeah, you probably have to talk with someone in charge.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, give them a call.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
All right. You're so
speak
nice.
With the sheriff's secretary. Her name is Darlene, and she would get the information to the appropriate people.
Great. That will really help us. You know, we got to hold our public servants and police officers that we respect, we got to hold them accountable. And if they're going around saying that kind of thing, you know, I think it's up to the general public to say, hey, we can't allow this behavior to happen in our police force. We have far too much respect for them to allow for this to happen. Does that make sense?
I understand.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much for your help tonight and your information. I appreciate it. You have a great evening.
You too.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. So I placated her a little bit because at the end of the day, you know what? I won't lie, and I'll take calls on this, 800-313-9443. I don't have respect for the police state. I don't. My colleague Mark Passio, I think, is doing a damn good job taking on the order followers. This sort of behavior is completely rampant. And we need to put an end to it. And I heard somebody say the other day that they'll stop judging police officers, which I don't necessarily agree with this, so let me add this caveat. I don't necessarily think we should generalize ever, but this individual said, I will stop generalizing the police when good cops arrest bad cops. And it doesn't happen very often, because we see with these grand juries and these, you know, agencies where they don't hold each other accountable, we see that nobody's doing that. Nobody. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of doing this game where, oh yeah, I respect the police and whatnot. And I'll do that for the sake of that nice lady on the phone. She was sweet as can be. And usually when you call a dispatcher or whatever her role was, they won't even talk to you. So I got to give that lady credit. She knew she was on the radio, and usually that scares them away and they hang up the phone. And rather than being real short with me and real rude and bureaucratic and whatnot, she was really nice. She was really nice. So I'm going to call a spade a spade. She's trying to earn a living, feeding her children. She's working at the police department. She knows that somebody like that is bad news. And I guess the age-old question, does the rotten apple spoil the bunch? I don't know. I think in the police departments of America today, more often than not, unfortunately, it does. We'll come back in a second with more Police State Madness. Check out the freethoughtproject.com. We'll be right back.
Microplant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of microplant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Oh boy, I'm gonna take some heat for this one, but hey, it hasn't stopped me in the past. Google has pointed out to me that today is the anniversary of the evacuation and liberation of the Auschwitz camp. The Auschwitz camp. And Google has a cultural institute dedicated to stories of the Holocaust. Now, I know that there is lots of evidence that what we know from mainstream Holocaust academics about Auschwitz has been shown to be impossibly true. That's right. David Cole. Do you remember David Cole? Well, he's this Jewish guy. Or I should say a guy from a Jewish family. A lot like myself. Happened to be born into a Jewish family. And in the late 1980s, he started looking into this Auschwitz story. And he said, hey, oy vey. No, I'm joking. But he said, hey, what happened with Auschwitz? How could these gas chambers have taken all these people? And where did the bodies go? And what was this facility really about? And he actually traveled there and got a tour. And he shot a video, and he looked at how, you know, what was what with this official story we've been told. And like so many official stories, as you guys know, they're called official stories because they're being told by officials. And he said, you know what? This story is not adding up. And I'm going to tell the world about it. And he was ridiculed. He was beat up by terrorist organizations like the JDL. You don't know what the JDL is? It's called the Jewish Defense League. And yes, they are considered to be a terrorist organization. So, I think it's interesting, and I think it's also neat that Google is doing a good job at reminding us of the 70 stories of Auschwitz. The evacuation and liberation of the camp, January 27th, 1945. If you would like to call up and remember Auschwitz and the Holocaust tonight, I'll allow you to do so. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. All right, what else is going on? I don't know what's going on. I heard President Obama went on a radio show with the new Indian Prime Minister. Okay, that's great news. There's more measles propaganda. They're pushing the vax, measles. What more can I say about that? Do I need to go into a long diatribe about how the vaccinations are BS? And how this story about the measles spreading is, well, at the very least, it's being exploited to try to push the fear of more vaccinations. So there you go. So we know that story's that. Should I talk about Tom Brady's balls? Mr. Producer, have the other hosts today on RBN been discussing Tom Brady's balls at all? Don talked about it a couple days ago. Yeah. I mean, we could talk about Tom Brady's balls. So, by the way, is he the guy from was he born in the Brady Bunch? Is that one of his deals? It is? Okay. Which one was he? Middle child? Okay. All right, cool. So forget the rest of the show tonight, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to nonstop coverage of Tom Brady's balls. The Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday. It's up to you, as good Americans, as patriots, to know the ins and outs of Tom Brady's balls. Do you have the cojones to take on a controversial or divisive and important topic like Tom Brady's balls? All right, enough of the parody. I'm not even funny. I'm trying to be funny here, but it's not even funny. Just making me sick to my stomach. Oy vey. So we can't talk about the vaccines because there's no, or the measles rather, because there's nothing more to say. We can't talk about Tom Brady's balls. What can we talk about today? Well, let's take a look at the freethoughtproject.com. You ever hear of that website, the freethoughtproject.com? If you're listening to the last segment, you heard me mention them. They are nonstop coverage of the police state. Here we go. First story, right off the bat. This is interesting. Police chaplain arrested for stealing from a charitable organization. The Brownsburg police chaplain, Dennis Roy, was arrested this week after he was reportedly caught stealing from a Goodwill store. Where is Brownsburg? Is that Indiana? I think it is. Let's call and get the status on this chaplain. Let's call him live on air. We're on a roll here with calling these police stations tonight. We'll see what they tell us. This guy is, his name was Dennis Roy. He was arrested this week, as I said, at around 3 p.m. He was charged with misdemeanor theft and taken to Hendricks County Jail, where he spent a few hours before paying a $3,000 bond. In addition to being the chaplain...
Hi,
this is Bob Tuskin. I'm with the media. I'm on the air right now, and we're covering the story of your chaplain, Dennis Roy, who was arrested this week after reportedly stealing from a Goodwill store. Is this the right jurisdiction?
I'm not sure. Hang on just a second.
All right, cool. Thanks. What's that beeping sound? Uh-oh, they're beeping us. Hello, ma'am? Maybe that's their hold? It's a hold? Oh, jeez, that is annoying. Come on, they're killing my live radio. What with this hold noise? I'm gonna have to hang up and call right back. Oh yeah, I can't put up with that. All right, let's try one more time. That hold is just obnoxious. Beep. All right, so Roy's arrest has sparked deeper investigation into his activities, and I want to know if they're continuing to cover this or look into this rather.
Hendricks County Police and Fire.
Hey, yeah, I just got put on hold. This is Bob Tuskin again with the Bob Tuskin Show. We're live on the air. That hold sound was not conducive to being on air. Are you trying to find the right person for me to speak to?
Actually, I wasn't speaking with you, sir. My partner was, but she was getting info for you. And if you can hang on just a moment, I'll find out.
Yeah, let me ask you a quick question, though, before you put me on hold again, because, that, like I said, that noise is not great for the airwaves at the moment. Do you know the name Dennis Roy? Is this the, let me just confirm first, is this the Brownsburg Police Department?
We dispatch for Brownsburg, so this is the Hendricks County Communications Center.
Okay.
So you can contact Brownsburg Police Department for further information. I have a name for you to contact.
Great. Hold on, let me write this down. Go ahead.
Jennifer Barrett.
Okay.
And the phone number is
1109. And her name is Jennifer Baird. Do you know if she's on duty now?
No, I can't advise.
Okay, is she what's her role at the police station there?
She's CIO.
The IO, information officer. Okay, well, thank you so much for your help tonight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, so when we get back from the break, we will call Miss Jennifer Barrett and see what she has to say about this police chaplain who was arrested for stealing from a charitable organization.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back in, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. If you were listening last segment, we were trying to get to the bottom of this police chaplain who was arrested for stealing from a charitable organization, the Goodwill store. He went to the Goodwill store and robbed them and was arrested. When asked if Roy, that's his name, Dennis Roy, will still be working at the police station, the representatives at the police department told reporters over the phone that they would wait until the investigation was over to make the decision. Earlier this month, we reported on a similar story where a cop was given paid vacation after getting caught shoplifting on multiple occasions. Now, any other job, you would get fired instantly, but not this one. So we called the first number, and they referred us to a Jennifer Barrett at, let's see, what's the name of this police department again? Hold on here. The police department is the Brownsburg, Indiana Police Department. We're going to call Ms.
Thank you for calling
the
Brownsburg Police Department. If you have an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For non-emergency dispatch, please press 1.
This is not an emergency. This is the Bob Tuscan Show.
Center, Scanning Police and Fire Dispatch. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Jennifer Barrett?
Oh, hi, hold on. Somebody call you.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, who'd you say this was?
No, I said, this is Bob Tuscan. Is Jennifer Barrett available? We're live on the radio right now. I was told to call this number to speak with your IO.
Hold on 1 second.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, not this hold music again. Uh-oh. I don't know how long we can do this. Hopefully she'll come right to the phone. I'll give it another 10 seconds. By the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're calling the Brownsburg, Indiana Police Department, and we're trying to ask about why this police chaplain who was arrested for stealing from a charity is still working at this department and being paid by the taxpayers, mostly. And that beeping noise is their awful hold music. Let's see if I can call right back here. Hold on. Yeah, let's call right back. We're going to take a few phone calls here to wrap up the show as well. 800-313-9443.
Thank you for calling the Brownsburg Police Department. If you have an emergency, please hang up.
What was it, 2? If you want to comment on any of this madness, call us up toll-free. 800-313-9443. And this is the Brownsburg Police Department. It's another small town, it looks like to me.
Records General MB is unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone.
Records General MB. What? All right, last try. If this third time doesn't work, we'll strike out.
If you have an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For non-emergency dispatch, please press 1.
Police and fire dispatch.
Hi there. Yeah, we were still trying to get a hold of Jennifer Barron. Unfortunately, that hold is not conducive to live radio. It's just a beeping sound.
Yeah, she actually is not in. She's not in right now. They close their doors. Their administrative hours are only until 5.
Oh, okay. Is there an officer on duty we can talk to?
There is, there's not an OI. Well, there's an OI, but I mean, if you want, I can release what the police chief said. I can read.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that, because we just, so this is the jurisdiction that Chaplain Dennis Roy worked at, correct?
Well, we dispatched for him, but yeah, this is the
Brownsburg Police Department.
Yes.
Okay. What did the police captain say? I'd love to hear that. Thank you.
He said, I am truly saddened over the events that took place yesterday regarding Mr. Roy. Mr. Roy has been placed in a position of trust and over the years has been of assistance to the department and members of the Brownsburg community. However, this type of behavior cannot and will not be tolerated. Therefore, criminal charges have been filed against Mr. Roy. Effective immediately, Mr. Roy's position as a department chaplain has been suspended pending administrative review. I sincerely hope that Mr. Roy and his family can put this behind them and find the guidance that they need to move forward with their lives.
Awesome.
And that was my Chief Dove.
His name's Chief Dove?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great night. All right, so there you go. Now, they said he's pending administrative review. Did you catch that, folks? Pending administrative review. So it sounds like he's still on the clock. All right. Let's go to a call now. Who do we got here? Mr. Producer, who do we got? Put him on the air. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Hey, who's this?
This is Jeff from
PA.
Hey,
Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? You talked to me earlier. I just had a couple questions, actually, about vaccines. I got into this pretty nasty argument online with a couple of people. I'm not going to say the words. I basically said, well, during the whole measles thing, because NPR brought it up on their main page, and it goes on to say that this kid who's 6 years old can't be vaccinated because he's recovering from another disease, and now he depends on everyone around him. Everyone, not every vaccine around him, for protection, which is also known as herd immunity. And this one lady says, you know, no, screw you. And I say, no. Why would I want to put the disease in me and then say that I don't have the disease later on? And this one lady, I don't even want to read that because it's too bad for the radio. One thing, and you know, some science to me is okay, but I said, relating to another response, science should not be the understanding of nature. Science should be the understanding of nature. Sorry, my correction. Not genetically modifying man-made BS to put into your body just because the GOV says so. Science to many people, such as yourself, is like a religion, and it's people like you that will push and push and make others believe and believe that we need these things to survive. And I don't want to read the other comments because they're just a little too long, for me at least. So, what other pointers could you tell me about when it comes to this kind of thing? Because I've been doing a little research once in a while on it.
So, what you're trying to do is reach out to somebody who thinks that if we all get vaccinated, that will protect us. Essentially, from the unvaccinated people, right?
Yeah, that's what these people are said. And I'm gonna, you know, ask the question again. Why the hell would I want to put the disease in me and then say I don't have the disease or I am safe from it? It makes no sense.
I mean, you're exactly right, Jeff. That's the point. And that's why these stories that we hear from the lamestream media about the people who are getting sick with the measles and the way they're getting them and everything else is a fairy tale, an absolute freaking fairy tale. So I think you're on the right path, man. Keep it up and, you know, just keep exposing it and doing your research. I think you're doing a fine job at it. You don't need my help. Let's talk to Bill in Idaho to take one more phone call tonight. Bill, how are you?
Yes, that is excellent as usual. I was hoping somehow you'd be able to get Eric Hovind, H-O-V-E-N-D, Hovind. Eric is his son. Kent Hovind has spent 10 years in jail as a political prisoner in reference to true creation history, and the history was in the fifth column of the education. Excellent interview, and very entertaining with a very difficult subject. If you could, Kent Hovind, he's all over YouTube.
All right, I'll check him out. Thanks, Bill. Take care. All right, that does it for us tonight. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back at it tomorrow night with more on the Bob Teskin Show. OCD coming up next. Love you guys. Take care.